At 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees in Tulsa, warming this afternoon to 77. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. And we began this morning with a developing story here in Tulsa. The Creek Turnpike westbound is closed at the Peoria exit. This after a suspicious package is found this morning near the toll plaza. You are being urged to take the Jinx City streets to Highway 75 and avoid the area. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is on the scene this morning, and they are investigating. A new session of the Oklahoma legislature begins 1 week from today, and one of the big issues this session will be water rights. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Mike Spradling of Sand Springs will be paying close attention.
Well, we've all seen the last couple of years, really, the water issue in the state of Oklahoma with the two severe droughts we've had, and we're very concerned about the landowner's property right as it pertains to groundwater.
Right-of-ways across farms will also be an issue for the Farm Bureau in the upcoming session, and despite the sprinkles over the weekend, the drought is still taking a toll on our farmers. Tom Holcomb has a cattle ranch in Creek County near Kellyville.
Very, very dry. Driest period we've had since I was a kid in the 50s that I can remember.
Many farmers like Holcomb are using this time to clean out and deepen their farm ponds so that the ponds can hold more water when the rains eventually do arrive. Hikers find human remains along the Arkansas River between Tulsa and Sand Springs. Now, the discovery was made by hikers along the levee at 49th West Avenue, not far from Charles Page. The skull appeared to have had a bullet hole in it. Kevin Sweat goes for a preliminary hearing today. Now, he is the man accused of killing two Alika girls along a county road back in 2008. Well, 1 month into this new year, and the Oklahoma economy is holding steady. Deirdre Myers with the State Commerce Department says manufacturing ended 2012 strong, and that strength continues into the new year.
When we looked at the data that was released right before the, or at the end of the year, Oklahoma was ranked second in terms of manufacturing growth over the year with 5.22% growth. Only Idaho was ahead of us by 1/100th of a point. So I think manufacturing is doing quite well.
She says manufacturing is a foundational industry, and it is helping push the overall unemployment rate in Oklahoma down. Oklahoma has a law on the books that requires retailers to sell products for at least a 6% increase above wholesale. Oklahoma City State Senator David Holt says he'd like to see that law eliminated.
If somebody wants to sell you a 70-inch television for $50 on Black Friday, they ought to be able to do that. That's good for consumers. That's good for retailers. It's good for the economy. And it's a free market decision that retailers ought to be able to make.
He says Oklahoma border towns are losing business to other states that do not have such laws. Small business operators, however, worry that eliminating this law would allow big stores to undercut them even more. Former Oklahoma First Lady Ann Bartlett has died. She was the wife of former Governor and U.S. Senator Dewey Bartlett. She is also the mother of Tulsa's mayor. Ann Bartlett was 92. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm today, 77 for a high. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and a low of 63. Tomorrow, storms mostly before noon and a high of 71. Wednesday, it'll be windy and cool with a high of 47. And on Thursday, sunshine and 51. National Weather Service radar showing a few sprinkles from Stillwell down to Vian. Nothing in our part of the state. Right now, mostly cloudy and 66. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.